Hi guys, so today we'll be discussing about how the leadership growth happens. You know, you need to have a special kind of mindset to have this leadership growth happening. It is not about authority and not about position as well, but it is about being happy. Being happy doing what you love. And most of the people that I have come across, they don't like what they do. So that has been my recent motto, and that is what I am promoting, as to try liking what you do. And it is not that difficult either. What happens is we have some inherent dislike for a certain kind of job, just because it takes a little bit of effort and more time, and at the end of it, nobody actually appreciates. That is the biggest reason why we don't like what we do. Of course, apart from if we are lazy, I'm not taking those people into account. So if you are really interested in developing a mindset so as to have a great leadership growth, irrespective of your position, irrespective of where you are, you have to have your self-respect, dignity, you know. And that happens when you start enjoying your whatever you are doing. So at workplace, because I address the first-time managers from a position where they were carrying out the orders of the seniors, they have gone to the stage of becoming decision makers themselves. Now that is where, when they take a decision, first of all, the hesitation is there. Many people, they don't do any decision making because it might lead to failure. All that is true. But again, because you are now into a leadership position as a first-time manager, you need to inculcate that behavior, that tendency as to how to take decisions, right? So there are four skills that I'll be sharing today. And the first is the energy. We all know about energy, right? And what we are, by the way. Who we are energy beings. Have you heard about this at all? Because we are part of the great creator. That is why we also retain those creativity. But we have forgotten that. And most of the time when we get depressed, we suddenly forget it. So how to remember all those things? How to remember all those things and be creative as well? So, when you try to be very positive, you start doing everything positive, positive, everything. What happens after two steps of positivity? A step of negativity comes. And then what happens? Your mind gets attached to that negativity because it looks real. Positivity is about hope, optimism, creation, achievement, right? All those things. And since we are not accustomed to all those good feelings, when we have a negative feeling, that negative feeling appears to be very, very real. And I don't blame you either. I also get into a victim state so many times when it happens. I get depressed as well. Today was such a day when I was getting depressed. But right now, I was with my mentor and he gave me these four skills. So I thought I should be sharing with the whole world as to how to be happy. One thing from my own experience is the world doesn't come to an end, even if you are very depressed, right? So why to be bothered about what is happening with our mind? Nothing is actually happening outside. It is just a perception, how we see things. And if things are not happening according to our expectation, that is the only problem. So the first thing is, when the mind is depressed, attend to the mind. You know, most of the people, in order to get positive, they actually distract their activity into something away from the mind. They get into action mode so that they will forget about the mind. You know, the mind is a child who is crying and looking for help. It requires help. Mind as it is, the mind that we have is the brain, right? The brain, it has a risk averse feature, because that is how it has helped us protect from the wild animals way back when the civilization started. And we have retained that brain over front of our mind. It has taken prominence, but it doesn't start operating from there to here. So our effort needs to be there. So in bringing our brain from that survival brain to this executive brain, how do we do that? Just ask ourselves those questions as to why. Let us ask that and start writing. Writing and telling. And we can actually then the second thing is, we can describe as to how the mind is reacting. The second experience that I have is, your mind is your mind, right? And whatever is happening is purely whatever you are attracting. It has nothing to do with another person's reaction and the whole world's reaction towards whatever you are doing. It is something which you are doing, your mind is doing. So feel free. Feel that freedom. Feel like an and describe that. Whatever way your mind is feeling. I would also add that there are three aspects to how your mind is seeing. Your mind will have a visual of that bad feeling. Somebody was saying today that her way of feeling depression is purple. So she has purple color whenever she feels depressed. I told her that I am a feeling person and it is my heart which gets an ache. No color, no nothing. For other people, it is a sound. When it actually happens, somebody has told you something, then it is auditory and we retain that. Now, when we retain something, that is not right now exist. It is a thing of the past. We are holding on to the past. Whatever somebody has told us, and we have been affected by that, it is true, it is real, and you have every reason as to why you should be feeling bad. But the reality is, it is already gone in the past. Something might have happened, something the other person might have thought about you, something from you which would have upset that person. Quite true. But it is a thing of the past. What happens if you carry a very heavy kind of burden on your head? After some time, it starts paining. So we are actually creating pain within ourselves by holding on to let it go, right? It is easier said than done, but again, it is possible. The third thing is to surrender. Surrender to a higher power. That is what we do. And we can surrender to the universe. We can surrender to a higher power. We can surrender to some being or some power that we trust. Maybe God or whoever you trust. Whoever the person or the power which takes over your pain, that's the person that you can take away, right? You can but retain your dreams, right? You retain your dreams. Yeah, some kind of you put in the back burner, back of your mind, or you no longer have those dreams when you are depressed. But your dreams are your dreams, right? Surrender and create. It is a deliberate creation. Don't negate your creation. Don't negate your dreams. Your dreams are yours only. You know, it is a life of yours. No need to be distracted, disappointed with all that. As I say, and I will keep repeating, do hang on to your dreams. Never allow it to go. Your dreams are your dreams. Surrender to the universe. You know, at the first place, this impossible looking dream, it has come because it was supposed to come. How do you think about your dream? With a very honest, genuine kind of heart, tell yourself, did you create this dream? No, it has come to you because your life was supposed to take that direction. And many times it appears to be impossible, and we tell ourselves that it is useless to have such kind of dreams, and we are better off without that dream. And all the time we are feeling that pain, that little, no, pinch in the heart. If you are feeling, then you deserve that dream, you know. You really deserve that dream. Please allow yourself that dream, please. So surrender to a bigger power. Pray to have that dream come true. Whatever is best for you will come. That dream will come to you manifold than you have expected. We human beings, because we have limitation of thought, imaginations, we cannot create a very big, huge, profound dream for us. But if we surrender, it becomes a huge thing. It comes back in its huge color, very colorful, right? And the fourth thing is how to do all these things. Is there a practical way to handle your dreams, your positivity within? Yes, there are. There is something called a state management technique, and it has three aspects, which is like you have to change your posture. Like say, if you are, suppose you are feeling very, very negative, I am feeling like this. Change that posture, become alert, lively, right? The second is breathing. Your breathing becomes shallow when you are depressed. So take a deep breath and let it go slowly. Don't be hurried about your breathing. A deep breath and slowly breathe out. Seven of these breaths and your mind will be stable. You will not feel that pain again. Here, if you are feeling that pain, as I am feeling right now about something, I'll tell you, it is your dream. You are living with that dream. It is independent of every other thing. Be within that dream. It will come back to you manifold. I am assuring you again and again and again. Leave that dream. And the third thing is, change your facial expression. You are sitting like this, become like this, right? And express gratitude at that moment. So if you are like, say, thank you God, this thing happened. Thank you God, this thing happened. You are not actually real, right? You are not really expressing your gratitude. But when you are like, say, pumped up, you can say, thank you God, this has happened. Thank you for allowing this to happen in my life. Thank you God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it is a skill, you know, it is a skill. As I told you, today was a very bad day for me as well. But just now, I'm pumped up. Why? Because I'm practicing changing my state. I'll be honest. Whatever hints I received from the universe was good for me. Maybe I was imagining. It doesn't matter, no. It doesn't matter. If I'm happy, that is what matters. So, again, I would like you all to take this into advantage and practice this. Let us see what is happening. All the best. Thank you.